Thank you for calling R-Style Fiber. My name is Franny. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, you can call me Julie. My last name is Whalen, W-H-A-L-I-N. And I was supposed to get a call on Sunday to schedule my install. It's Wednesday, and this is after you guys canceled on me 3 times.
Okay, let me bring up the account. Julie, can you confirm the address of service, please?
10 Core Terrace in Kingston.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You're breaking up a little bit, but
oh,
it might be my headphones, but I'm sorry. All right, let me take a look. And what is the email address that we have for you on file?
Julie@whalen.com.
Okay, thank you so much. The in-service date on your address, oh goodness.
It was October.
It moved, yes, but it looked like it moved. If they told you you were supposed to receive a call on the 1st, then it means that it moved because it now says January 15th.
So when is somebody from Archtop going to be honest and not just, like, I'm talking to you now,
mm-hmm.
just like I talk to them? You think that's okay? That's not appropriate. That's 6 weeks after 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, this is not something that we wanted to happen. I know that they have run into some construction delays, but I do see on the notes, this is like
so when
the
was
third
someone
time.
To call me? Also, there's no day. This is who you work for.
Correct. R-Star Fiber. Yes. We try to make this the deadline.
I understand this is the first time you and I have spoken. That was the third time they canceled on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said the latest is they're going to call me on December 1st to schedule it. So now mm-hmm. no one calls me. This isn't just about installation. No one calls me. I have to call you guys to follow up only to find out that not only are you guys not following up, but you've moved a date without telling me.
Completely understand. I will follow up, I will escalate
it. I've had a conversation with an associate from Archtop every single time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so probably you didn't get the call because the date...
No, not probably. I did not get the call. So what am I supposed to do now? Because you guys had no problem taking my routing number and my bank number when you scheduled this back in August, like July.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do?
So, I mean, unfortunately, the only thing we have to do is wait until the in-service date comes. They reach you once we reach that in service day. They not place the call on the 1st because that day most likely changed before the 1st to January 15th.
Okay. So again, there's no day. Mm-hmm. There's we. And so what do I do? Do I call you back on the 15th, or should I expect someone's actually going to call me?
So if
but
the day...
It's not the 15th. The 15th is the day you're actually going to maybe call me to schedule it for who knows when.
Okay. So, yeah, so if that date doesn't change, if it stays the same, January 15th will be the day that R-Star Fiber calls you back to schedule an installation appointment.
Okay. So if someone doesn't call me on the 15th, what do I do?
I would suggest if you can give us a call back. We should be giving you a call if this day doesn't change. If the day changes, then they will call you once that day comes.
Okay. So no one's going to call me unless something happens.
Correct. Unless we are ready to schedule your appointment, they will not.
Okay.
They will not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Julie, thank you for calling our staff. You have a great day.